This is a confirmation call from Li Bei. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative, then press 9. Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi ma'am, this is Kevin from Anti-Fraud Department of eBay.
From eBay?
Yep.
What for?
This call is about your fraud purchase for iTunes gift card, which is cost of $299. So please tell me you want to cancel the transaction.
Quit canceling because I don't even know nothing about it.
All right. And do you use eBay before?
No, I don't even know how to use eBay.
All right. So I'm going to help you out. So you no need to be worried anything like that. Okay. So can you please tell me which device you're using right now?
Okay.
Sorry?
Okay.
So, like, is it your iPhone or is it your Android?
I don't know. iPhone, I think.
Like, what is the brand name of the phone?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't look at it.
Okay. So just go to the very bottom, look on the screen. You can see any middle button. That should be a home button. You just touch on that button and kindly go back to the normal wallpaper screen where you can see on the Lego, like, all the applications.
No, I can't see nothing. I can't see nothing.
So what
can you
see?
Nothing.
You can't
never,
see nothing?
No, I've never done eBay. I don't even know nothing about eBay.
No, I'm not talking about your eBay, madam. I'm talking about your phone. What can you see on your phone?
Why? A stroke.
Sorry?
A stroke?
Yes.
And why?
Okay. So swipe up your screen and go back to the normal home screen. Do you know how to go back to the normal home screen?
No, I don't. All I know is how to ring up and turn it off. That's it.
All right. So you just pass this call to someone else?
No one else is here.
Okay. So you should be canceling the charge, okay? You need to cooperate with us, what I'm telling you. Either you
lose
your money.
I can't do it, and I've never, ever got anything off eBay.
All right, I can appreciate that. Okay.
So just cancel whatever you have to do.
Okay, I'm trying to tell you,
I do not know how to work the phone. All I know is how to ring up, answer it, and turn it off.
Okay, and do you use computer?
No, I don't. I'm illiterate to computers and everything.
Okay, and Okay. So can you confirm me one thing? Like, did you share your any information outside or anyone else apart from the home person?
No.
That's good. And the mobile phone, can you please confirm me which type of mobile phone are you using?
Is it your iPhone? Yes.
Okay, with your iPhone. Okay, with the help of your finger, you just swipe up your screen, very bottom to top.
I don't even get anybody or anything on my phone.
Okay. I'm just trying to helping you to cancel this transaction. Please listen to me and kindly swipe up your screen very bottom to top.
I swiped up on the screen. I got Facebook, calendar, photo, camera, clock, reminders, notes, mail, news, TV, podcast, app store.
Yeah. Just open up the app store. Just open up the app store. Touch on that application.
Yeah.
Once you touch on that app store, look at the right hand side corner, very down bottom corner, you will get to see the search option with the magnifying glass logo. Did you see the magnifying glass?
Yes.
You just touch on that. And type there, A for Australia, letter A.
There's nothing I can do. I can't find anything.
Okay, did you touch on that magnifying glass? Did you touch on
that
magnifying
glass?
Yes, I pressed
it.
Yeah. Yeah, now what can you see?
Yes, what I've got to do?
Yeah, you have to type over there the search panel. Any desk, it should be A for Alpha, letter A.
A.
Yeah, after that, N for Nancy, letter N.
I, N.
Yeah, after that, Y for Yankee, letter Y.
A, Y.
Yeah, A, N, Y.
Okay.
Y. Yeah, after that, D for doctor, letter D. Yeah, after that, E as an elephant, letter E. After that, S for sugar, letter S. Yeah, what do you type there? Do you type there A N Y T E S? Are you still there, ma'am?
Yes, we have to start again. I.
Yeah, I N Y.
I N Y.
D E S K.
A-E-S-K.
Yeah. Now, it should be any desk, one word. You have to search on it. Just click on search. Just touch on search or any magnifying glass. Now, do you see
it's not that working.
Nothing works. Okay, did you type there any desk? Did you see
any
desk? Madam, did you type there? Did you type there any desk? Kindly put my phone call in the loudspeaker. Is it turn on the loudspeaker?
Yes, it's on loudspeaker.
Okay, now what can you see on your screen? Did you type there any desk on the search panel?
No, it's not the reader.
Okay. Type there letter A for Apple.
A.
Yeah, after that, N for Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that, Y for Yankee.
I-N-Y.
After that, D for Doctor. Yeah, after that, E for Elephant.
What is oh yeah?
You just keep type there.
Yeah, I got anything.
No, it's not anything, it's any desk, ma'am. Any desk. You should be typed there D-E-S-K.
I got it.
Now at the right hand side on your keyboard, did you see any kind of search option or go or just search on it?
No, there's nothing. It's just got cancel on the right side.
Cancel or okay. What are the options you can see? What you type like once you type there any desk, what can you see? Yes, it should be any. Yeah, it should be any desk remote desktop, ma'am. Did you see that the red color application? Any desk remote desktop.
Hey, can you work that out? I can't do it. Just asking what.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you please confirm me what can you see on your screen once you search for any desk?
What's what?
What can you see on that mobile screen? Can you please tell me, sir?
On the screen?
Yeah, on the screen.
Oh, I don't know. It just says cancel. That's all it's got there.
And beside the cancel, did you see any okay option?
No, there's nothing.
Okay, only cancel. And did
yes,
you see any menu?
Cancel.
Okay, don't touch the cancel. Above the cancel or beside the cancel, did you see any option like search or go?
Yeah, no, it's up there is that.
All right. Okay, just hold on. Give me some moment. Okay, did you see the option like go at the right hand side bottom corner? Did you see any option like go?
What? At the top?
Yeah, just touch on that go option. Yeah, just touch on that go option.
Yeah, it just says cancel.
No, you don't need to click on cancel, you need to click on go. G-O, go.
At the what?
Yeah.
What? What do you want me to do?
Yeah, I just want you to press on go, G-O, go.
G-O what?
Are you okay, sir? I'm just telling you,
sir. Get some better English, mate. You're very hard to understand.
All right. Sir, first, can you please confirm me at the very top, did you type there any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K? First, confirm me.
A-N-Y-D-E-S-K.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
it says
right,
cancel.
57. And it says cancel. And beside the cancel, did you see any option like go or okay?
Huh? It says cancel.
Okay, you just do one thing. While you can type the any desk, you just touch on that, and there should be a keyboard option comes up, and the very bottom. You just go to the very bottom. There should be an option at the right hand side. Go option.
It says search.
Yeah, touch on search. Touch on search.
Yes,
I've touched it, but nothing happened. Hello. All right, you do one thing, sir. This is James. The call has been transferred to me for further help. Before I just go further, could you please tell me one thing, that apart from this iPad or iPhone, have you got a computer, laptop, any compatible device with this? Okay. So the only thing which you have got is your cell phone, right?
Yes, it's fine.
Okay, lovely. And what were the activities you do over the internet? May I know that please?
Yeah. We haven't got a computer.
Oh, no problem.
I don't know. Anyway.
Do you do online shopping with your cell phone?
No.
You don't do online shopping, right?
No.
Okay, as we can see that these payments has been done by these fraud people, and they are keep misusing your information and your banking information on eBay, right? Which is not legal in Australia. Like these people, they are using your information for their own illegal purpose, which is not legal, right? So, dear, I would just go ahead and ask you some security questions. You just need to answer me and just make sure that you will be...
Now, I'll say it again.
Dear, how much value
is this
you have got?
It's not us.
All right, no need to be worry about it, sir. How much balance you have got in your account, sir? Do you have any rough idea, like it was around $10,000?
What an account have you got?
I beg your pardon?
What is my account that you've got?
All right, here I can see here that these people, they are misusing. I can see here there are five accounts which have been connected. Number one is Westpac, number two is Commonwealth, number three is Bendigo, number four is Suncorp. Now, I don't know which account do you deal with. That's what I want to know. Could you please tell me which account do you deal with so that we can go ahead and put a security on it?
Westpac.
Lovely. Just give me a second. Let me just go ahead and check it. And have you ever shared any of your personal information to anyone?
No.
You have not.
I'm not that stupid.
Okay. Do you do online shopping with eBay, ma'am?
No. I've never used eBay. I don't know how to use anything.
Okay.
All I know is how to ring up, turn off, and that's it.
Okay.
No
need to be worried about it. Have you ever heard the name of pickpocket machine?
Pickpocket? No.
You have not. Well, I am pretty sure that these people, they have used the pickpocket machines to steal your debit card information. Because as you don't have an account on eBay, you don't do online shopping. There is no possible way.
I don't do any of that.
Yeah. So as you can see here that you don't do any online shopping, but these people, they are trying to charge you in behalf of you without your prior knowledge and without your authorization. Well, you don't need to be worried about it. Could you please tell me, ma'am, the Westpac account which you have got, when was the last time you have checked the statements of yours?
About 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. And when the last time when you have checked it, have you got to see any illegal payments or any unwanted charges which has been tried to be made and attempted?
No.
You have not. Well, these people, they are very clever. They actually know that you don't do online banking. So you can only check your banking like transaction details in a month once, right? And this is why, like these people, they are doing these kinds of illegal activities. No worries, ma'am. Do you have the plastic card with you? like the Westpac account, plastic card?
Yes, I've got everything with me.
All right. I just want you to be handy with your, like, I just want you to be handy with your, like, bank, like, what it called? Sorry. Like the transaction details.
I draw everything out of the bank. As soon as my money goes in, I draw it out.
I beg your pardon?
When my money goes into my account, I draw it all out.
Like this payment has been tried to be made and attempted at today morning, and I can see here that eBay have successfully received that amount. So I want you to refund you that money because this order has not been by you. Right. So could you please just try to be handy with your banking statements which you have got 2 weeks ago?
So I haven't got a business. I haven't got a bank statement. I throw all my things, I draw my money out.
Oh, like you haven't got the banking statements from your
bank?
No. Oh, Jesus. And how long? How long they have not sent you your banking statements? When was the last time you
checked? It's been a while since I got a bank statement.
Okay. Do you have the January month statements?
No, January? They don't send them out all the time to me.
Oh, Jesus. So it sounds like as you are an old age person, and apart from you, the only person who have got access all of your information, see, is your bank. Apart from you, your bank is only person who have got access all of your information, right? So I am pretty sure that someone is from your bank is doing these kinds of things with you. Jesus. You do one thing, the debit card which you have, could you please just try to be handy with it so that I can check in my system? Is the debit card of yours has been corrupted and compromised by these people or not?
Tell me the number of the account they've taken it out.
As I have told you before, look, that these people, they have got access, they are misusing 4 accounts on eBay. So I have no idea which accounts it belongs to you. So I have to check it and I have to put a security on it so that in future no one, no other people can be able to use it. Right. So could you please just try to be handy with your debit card which you have got? And how much and how much funds you have got into your Westpac account? Do you remember?
There's about $10 in it.
Just around $10 on it, right?
Yes.
In your savings or in your checking?
Yes.
In your savings account or in your checking account, ma'am?
No, it's a debit card.
It's a debit card. Okay.
Yes.
Like the Westpac bank which you have got, how many accounts you have got on it? Like it was a checking or
one.
A savings?
One.
One. Okay. All right, let me just go ahead and check it.